So relating that to the Apostle Paul, it's just like, you idiot, Paul, why did you go back to Jerusalem? Because he made a mistake. But you know what God said? Don't worry, you're still going to be able to go to Rome. Amen. Now, wouldn't you think that Paul, sitting in the castle, is thinking like, how? How am I going to get to Rome? I'm like deep in the mob here. How in the world? And look, it's not going to get any better either. Look what it says in verse 12. And when it was day, certain of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they have killed Paul. So if matters are not worse, the religious leaders are completely against him. They're trying to kill him and put him to death. Now you have these 40 Jews, these bunch of psychopaths, who are like, we're not going to eat or drink until Paul's dead. I mean, these people are willing to go without food, the necessities of life, in order to take someone's life. Good night. And there were more than 40 which had made this conspiracy. And they came to the chief priests and elders, look what it says, and said, I'm going to read it the way I feel like they would say it. We have bound ourselves under a great curse, that we will eat nothing until we have slain Paul. Now, therefore, ye with the council signify to the chief captain that he bring him down unto you tomorrow, as though you would inquire something more perfectly concerning him, and we, or ever he came near, are ready to kill him. That's how I read it. Now, look, we're thinking to ourselves, these people are crazy. Yeah, but do you see how cunning and like, crafty they are? They've literally devised a plan. They said, this is what you do. You go to the chief captain, and you just say, hey, we need to talk to Paul. They bring Paul, and boom, we get him right there. And then we can eat. This reminds me of Proverbs 4. You don't have to turn to verse 16, referring to wicked individuals. And by the way, folks, wicked people exist just like this today. The Bible says, for they sleep not. Isn't sleep a necessity of life? Except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. For they eat, what you say, why are these people going without food and water? Well, because for they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. They're satiated not by physical food, the necessity of life. They're satiated by taking someone's life. Evil. This is so evil.